The first of its kind hip hop gamecast, where contestants compete head to head, answering questions about the golden era of hip hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded head spin wheel of consequences. Without further ado, here's your host, Magic Most!
Yeah. It's your man, Magic Most. I'm the Tamagotchi of game show hosts, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop gamecast. We have two amazing golden era gladiators in the house today. Please give an enormous headspin welcome to Drew, a 45-year-old salesperson, and Simone, a 30-year-old business owner, educator, and healer. What are you healing, Simone?
The people from fear, helping them replace it with power.
Wow. What does that mean?
So I'm a swim instructor, and basically that's my specialty when people come to see me. Whatever fear they bring when it comes to the water, I just, you know, assist them in replacing that fear and dropping it and finding some confidence and power in themselves, and it's power that they can use outside of the water.
Do you play hip-hop while they're swimming?
You better believe it.
What do you play? What's the most hip-hop friendly swim song?
Oh, man, it's a playlist. So it's a shuffle between 80s, 90s, and the 2000s.
Okay.
When the kids come in, we play the Frozen playlist.
And Drew, what do you sell?
I rent generators from Caterpillar. So if FedEx goes down at 2, 3 in the morning on Christmas Day, I'm the guy to get them back up.
All right, do you both have to take migraine medicine before listening to EPMD's Headbanger? Or are you still keeping it hip-hop in your older age?
Still keeping it hip-hop.
24/7.
Well, we're excited to push your golden era hip-hop knowledge to the limits today. But first, let's get to know both of you gladiators a little bit better. Now, Drew, a couple of questions for you first. Which rapper would you want to play you in a movie about your life and why?
I have to go with Master Ace. Guy looks nothing like me, but he's always been the underdog from the very beginning up until now. No one talks about him being the greatest, but you know he's solid and his discography is unparalleled.
I have a tough follow-up question for you, Drew. If Master Ace's whole discography was going to be erased from existence and you were only able to save one of his songs for the world to enjoy, which song would you choose and why?
Me and the Biz. That's just a great song. There's no deep meaning. I just like the song. I still bang it to this day.
You think that exemplifies Master Ace for the world?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's just a fun, great song.
All right, cool. Second question for you, Drew. What is your favorite hip-hop album skit of all time and why?
That's the 20 Sack Pyramid from The Chronic. It has a little more personal meaning. My friend that passed, that was his favorite skit. We bought the album at the mall. We listened to it on the way home. And he passed like a year right after. And I still play it and think of him. Plus, also, it's a great song.
Rest in peace to your friend.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that. What was his favorite part of the skit?
The host. Oh, y'all bitches got, you know. He would always do that, but he incorporated into work. Oh, y'all bitches got 20 minutes to get this place cleaned up.
Yeah, that sounds like a good friend to have. All right, cool. Last question for you, Drew. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
All right, don't take my hip-hop card away, but it was 90 Day Fiance. I'll leave now.
Thank you, Drew. Same questions for you, Simone. Which rapper would you want to play you in a movie about your life and why?
I would have to say the Brat. I feel like I relate to Brat. Brat talks about a lot, like people thought they knew who she was just from looking on the outside in, and they didn't, you know, until later on. Now that she has her two reality shows, we get to know her a little bit more better. But I mean, she's everything dope. She was the first artist to reach, I think, platinum. And she's just pretty cool.
So you relate to her. So you're saying you're everything dope?
You better believe it.
You like to see that confidence ahead, Spin. Follow-up question for you. Then what role does Jermaine Dupri, what is he going to play in your life? Who's your Jermaine Dupri in life now?
I'd say my dad. My dad's a producer, plays bass, drums, and piano, went on a couple of world tours, and he's everything music to me. So my dad.
That's amazing. Do you play any instruments yourself?
No, only my siblings.
You play your siblings?
No, my siblings play instruments.
Who'd your dad tour with?
Mariah Carey. He was her MD on one of her last tours. Kenny Lattimore, Shantae Moore, Kim Burrell. He's done a lot of events for Prince.
Wow.
He's done a lot of work.
Wow, you have a very impressive mentor.
Yeah, it's like a superhero to me.
All right, well, thank you for sharing that. Second question for you, Simone. What is your favorite hip-hop album skit of all time and why?
Oh, this one's probably like up to date. It's not throwback, but it'd be K-Dot's Shireen, a.k.a. Master Splinter's daughter. Shit, it's ultimately everything L.A. to me. I'm so L.A. Born and raised Inglewood, California. The skit starts off with a prayer, a good prayer, and then fades into, you know, a bomb-ass storytelling from a G. He lyrically covers like everything L.A. while drawing this picture of this chick he's crushing on. And the end of the skit is super funny to me because it reminds me of my mom, like, leaving voicemails, talking shit, like, dude, I'm coming, so... I say, Shireen.
Cool. And last question for you, Simone. What is the least hip hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
Oh, shit. Wrote a research paper. It definitely had nothing to do with hip hop.
All right, let's get into the game.
Bring it on.
Let's do it.
Here's how the rules of the game work. Each round, we'll be asking you the same 7 trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip hop, in which you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, just say pass, and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind that time is a factor, so don't spend too much of your energy just on one question. Once you've answered all of the questions to the best of your ability, the round will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving both of you a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500. Now, the loser today will have to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform a Golden Era hip-hop consequence ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever. So are you guys ready? You ready for Headspin?
Let's do it.
All right, Simone, you'll be first. That means, Drew, you're going into the isolation booth.
Right on.
Right.
All right, Simone, this is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the 7 you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock starts after I ask this first question. Here we go. Finish this lyric from Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. Well, use me, use me.
Pass.
Which member of the Fugees' real first name is Nell?
Pass.
Name the Native Tongues trio consisting of Mike G, Africa Baby Bam, and DJ Sammy B.
Pass.
Tootsie Roll was performed by what Miami-based duo in 1994?
Pass.
What was the title of the 1995 comedy sitcom starring LL Cool J as a down-and-out ex-football player?
Can you repeat that question again?
What was the title of the 1995 comedy sitcom starring LL Cool J as a down-and-out ex-football player?
Shit, pass.
Which Ruthless Records artist co-founded Death Row with Dr. Dre and Suge Knight?
Trash.
Oh, Simone, you're out of time. It's okay, Simone. You can come back from this.
Thanks for the encouragement.
All right, Simone, you're going to go into our booth, and we're going to bring out Drew for round one.
All right.
All right, Drew, are you ready for round one?
Hey, man, let's go. I go for 10 rounds.
All right, Drew, let's do this. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Finish this lyric from Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. Well, use me, use me.
Because I'm not your average groupie.
Which member of the Fugees' real first name is Nell?
Pros.
Name the Native Tongues trio consisting of Mike G, Africa Baby Bam, and DJ Sammy B.
The JBs.
Tootsie Roll was performed by what Miami-based duo in 1994?
69 Boys.
What was the title of the 1995 comedy sitcom starring LL Cool J as a down-and-out ex-football player?
Pass.
Which Ruthless Records artist co-founded Death Row with Dr. Dre and Suge Knight?
The DOC.
Name the female Wu-Tang affiliate who released the single Hush Hush Tip featuring Method Man in 1994.
Can you repeat that?
Name the female Wu-Tang affiliate who released the single Hush Hush Tip featuring Method Man in 1994.
Takitha.
That's time. All right, Drew, you scored 3 out of 7 questions correct in round 1. How are you feeling about that performance?
Oh, man. I feel like you God right now from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Why are you feeling like you God?
No one really mentions that, dude.
All right, let's bring out Simone. We're going to talk about the correct answers to round 1. The lyric from Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back is, well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie.
Ah, yes.
Wyclef from the Fugees' real name is Nell.
Would have never have guessed that.
Well, Drew, you said Praz.
I know, that's why.
The Native Tongues trio consisting of Mike G, Africa Baby Bam, and DJ Sammy B are the Jungle Brothers. The 69 Boys perform Tootsie Roll.
As soon as the question was over, I was like, the 69 Boys, duh.
The 1995 comedy sitcom starring LL Cool J was In the House.
In the house.
Oh, man, so you both knew it. Drew, you got this one correct, even though it's a kind of a tough one. The DOC co-founded Death Row with Dr. Dre and Suge Knight, the DOC. The female Wu-Tang affiliate who released the single Hush Hush Tip was N-Tice. N-Tice. All right, after round 1, Drew is in the lead with 300 points. Simone has no points, but there's still a whole lot of headspin to play. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round, where questions are going to be worth 200 points. Round 2 is coming up right after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Smooth B from the legendary hip-hop duo Nice and Smooth. If you're suffering from classic hip-hop deficiency syndrome or simply a fan of doing the Roger Rabbit when nobody's looking, then do I have good news for you. Fresh Era is the latest podcast by Stupidfly, taking you on an audio journey into the lives of 90s hip-hop's biggest stars, including myself, the legendary Smooth B. So strap on those hammer pants and RoboCop your way over to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Fresh Era today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Headspin. We've got Simone and Drew battling it out today. Drew's in the lead with 300 points. Simone has some ground to make up with 0 points. Today, these Golden Era Gladiators are playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. Now, the loser will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer.
Today's Headspin consequences are straight clowning. Dress up like a circus clown while holding a sign that reads, honk if you love 90s rock. Cup of Fat Joe. Freestyle rap your order at a local coffee shop. Roger that. Perform the Roger Rabbit dance for 30 seconds in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. Changing Table 2.0. Set up a table and a sign that reads, Bad Baby is a better MC than Rakim. Change my mind. You need love. Recite the lyrics of I Need Love to a Stranger while dressed like LL Cool J. Big Worm. Wear hair curlers while doing the centipede, the wave, or the worm in public. Down with OPP. Recite the chorus of OPP in public and successfully get 8 strangers to respond. Blouse of Pain. Wear a woman's blouse and wig and jump to House of Pain's Jump Around for the world to see. Back to you, Magic Mouse.
All right, Drew, you'll be kicking off round 2. That means, Simone, you'll be heading into our booth. All right, Drew, are you ready for round 2?
Yes, sir. I'm notorious, and I'll crush you like a jelly bean. Bring it on.
All right, let's see how you do. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Who penned the smash hit, I Got a Man, in 1992?
Positive K.
What does the acronym FUBU stand for?
For Us, By Us.
Name the Bay Area legend responsible for the classic 1993 album entitled 187 He Wrote.
Vice One.
What was the name of the MC featured on CNC Factory's Gonna Make You Sweat?
Freedom Williams.
Which famous music producer helped Run DMC update their sound by producing Down With The King in 1993?
Soul Brother Number One, Pete Rock.
What was the name of Guru of Gangstar's record label founded in 1995?
Ill Kid.
Which member of the Soul Assassins was nicknamed the Porno King?
Oh yeah, baby. That's Sun Doobie.
Excellent showing. Super confident. Amazing performance in round two, Drew.
Right on. Strictly snapping necks and cashing $500 checks.
All right, Drew, you got 7 out of 7 questions correct in round two. How are you feeling right now?
I'm in the money. I'm already spending it. $500? Oh, I don't know what to do with it. eBay. Let's see what we can find on eBay.
Let's bring out Simone. All right, Simone, what was the last song you heard in the booth?
Honestly, I took the headphones off and put them on the side of my head.
Why did you do that, Simone?
I'm trying to breathe, okay? My head is spinning. How about that?
Your head is spinning.
That's right.
All right, well, let's spin that head into round two. You can still win this. You got 60 seconds after I read the first question, but keep in mind that this round, each question is worth 200 points. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Who penned the smash hit, I Got a Man, in 1992?
Pass.
What does the acronym FUBU stand for?
For Us, By Us.
Name the Bay Area legend responsible for the classic 1993 album entitled 187 He Wrote.
Pass.
What was the name of the MC featured on CNC Factory's Gonna Make You Sweat?
Pass.
Which famous music producer helped Run DMC update their sound by producing Down With The King in 1993?
Pass.
What was the name of Guru of Gangstar's record label founded in 1995? Oh, Simone, you ran out of time.
Trash. At least we on the board. Shit. God, dog.
All right, Simone, you got 1 out of 7 questions correct. Not the most exciting performance we've seen of Headspin, but better than your performance in round one.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
We're on the board.
We are on the board. We're going to go ahead and bring out Drew and talk about the correct answers to round two.
Let's do it.
Positive K penned the smash hit, I Got a Man, in 1992. FUBU stands for Us, By Us. Now, the Bay Area legend responsible for the album 187 He Wrote is Spice One. Freedom Williams was the MC featured on CNC Factory's Gonna Make You Sweat. Pete Rock helped Run DMC update their sound by producing Down With The King in 93. The name of Guru of Gangstar's record label was Ill Kid. Last answer for us, the member of the Soul Assassins nicknamed the Porno King is Sun Doobie. Sun Doobie. And what does he sound like, Drew?
Oh yeah, baby.
All right, at the end of round two, Drew has the lead with 1,700 points to Simone's 200 points. Simone, you're going to have to show up ready for round three. You've got a chance to come back because the answers will be worth 300 points, giving each of you Golden Era Gladiators a chance to take home our title of Headspin Champion and that grand prize of $500. The other contestant, we'll have to spin our dreaded head spin wheel of consequences. Stick around for round three.
Hi, my name is Sun Doobie from the 90s hip-hop group Funk Dubious. You may know me from the hit single Bow Wow Wow or as the star in the hit movie Love Doctor. Speaking of doctors, I'm here to discuss a serious problem, CHDS. classic hip-hop deficiency syndrome. If you find yourself calling your boss little homie or naming your pets after members of the Wu-Tang Clan, you may be suffering from this paralyzing disease. Well, there's good news. The doctors of Stupid Fly have developed a cure for CHDS called Fresh Era. Fresh Era is a guided audio tour into the lives of 90s hip-hop's biggest stars, including Chubb Rock, Fatlip of the Far Side, Grand Poobah, and me, Sun Doobie of Funk Dubious. Put down your baby gerbil, run to wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to Fresh Era. Nobody should live in an adulthood coma. Fight classic hip-hop deficiency syndrome and get Stupid Fly. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the show. After round two, Drew has a considerable lead with 1,700 points. Simone has 200 points. Let's see if Simone can pull off a hip-hop miracle. This round, each of you have the chance to win because the point values are tripled. Simone, keep that head up.
Heads up. And spinning still.
Simone, you'll be going first. So, Drew, you'll be heading into our booth. All right, Simone, let's get your head in the game. Let's psych you up. How are you feeling about round three?
Feeling good. Still having fun. Hey, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's have some fun. 60 seconds will begin after I read this first question. Here we go. Tracy Chapman's Fast Car was the main sample in what Nice and Smooth hit of 1992?
Pass.
Name the Oakland-based MC whose real name is Stanley Kirk Burrell.
Too short?
Sugar Hill was the underground classic performed by what two-lettered MC in 1995?
Pass.
Which member of NWA did not perform on the Posse Cut We're All in the Same Gang?
Cube?
Name the lyrically aggressive MC duo comprised of Billy Danz and Lil Fame.
Pass.
Who produced the Far Side's debut album, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side? What does the CL and the name CL Smooth stand for?
Pass.
Tracy Chapman's Fast Car was the main sample in what Nice and Smooth hit of 1992?
Pass.
All right, that's time. All right, Simone, we got you hyped up. We got you ready for round three. How do you feel about your performance in that round?
Only sound effects for the feeling.
All right, let's bring out Drew. All right, Drew, welcome to round three of Headspin.
Thank you.
Yeah, how are you feeling about round three?
I'm feeling good.
All right, Drew, this is your chance to win it all, to win the title of Headspin champion and $500. Correct answers are worth 300 points in round three. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Tracy Chapman's Fast Car was the main sample in what Nice and Smooth hit of 1992?
Sometimes I rhyme slow.
Name the Oakland-based MC whose real name is Stanley Kirk Burrell.
MC Hammer.
Sugar Hill was the underground classic performed by what two-lettered MC in 1995?
AZ.
Which member of NWA did not perform on the Posse Cut were all in the same gang?
Yella.
Name the lyrically aggressive MC duo comprised of Billy Danz and Lil Fame.
Mash Out Posse, MOP.
Who produced the Far Side's debut album, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side?
Repeat that.
Who produced the Far Side's debut album, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side?
Jay Swift.
What does the CL and the name CL Smooth stand for?
Clever lyricist.
Oh, Drew, that's it. That's the end of round three.
All right.
How are you feeling about round three?
Feeling confident. Not too good, but confident.
Why not too good?
There was one or two that I missed, and I'm probably going to get crap for it from the hip-hop community.
That's possible. We got some fierce and loyal fans of Headspin. All right, let's bring out Simone.
I'm here.
All right, Drew and Simone, let's quickly go through the correct answers to round three. Tracy Chapman's Fast Car was the main sample in Sometimes I Rhyme Slow by Nice and Smooth in 1992. MC Hammer's real name is Stanley Kirk Burrell. The underground classic Sugar Hill was performed by AZ in 1995. AZ. Do you know what AZ stands for, Drew?
Arizona.
The member of NWA that did not perform on We're All in the Same Gang is Ice Cube.
Oh, shit.
Simone, you got this one correct. How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling like I gained some more points, and I'm glad about it, whether I lose or win.
You a big Ice Cube fan?
Yes, he's on my shirt right now.
The lyrically aggressive MC duo comprised of Billy Danz and Lil Fame is M.O.P. That's right, Drew, the Mash Out Posse.
Motherfuckers thought it stood for mops and shit.
Jay Swift produced Far Side's debut album, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. The CL in the name CL Smooth stands for Corey Love.
That's what I'm going to get crap for. I'm like, oh, damn.
And what did you say, Drew? You said
clever lyricist.
Clever lyricist.
I blanked.
Drew, you scored 5 questions correct in the third round, giving you a total of 3,200 points. That means you win. You win today. You won Headspin.
All right.
Make some noise for Drew, everybody.
Blessings.
I want to shout out to Mr. Covey, who said I'd never amount to anything.
Congratulations, Drew. You've joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin Champion. In addition to winning our title, you'll be going home today with $500. Drew, what are you going to do with all that newfound cheddar cheese?
Oh, man. Let's see here. Probably get some gold fronts.
Now, here's the bad news. Simone, you'll be spinning our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. What 90s-style hip-hop consequence will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out right now. Simone, give that wheel a spin.
Headspin follow-up fun fact. The 1990s West Coast anti-gang posse cut entitled We're All in the Same Gang featured some of the era's most prolific MCs, including King T, Eazy-E, and Shock G. But did you know the news reporter in the song's intro was actually performed by legendary voiceover actor Lee Marshall, who was most famous for announcing WrestleMania 2, as well as performing as Tony the Tiger for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. He was great!
Oh, Simone, you landed on Blouse of Pain. That means you gotta wear a blouse and wig and jump to House of Pain's Jump Around for the world to see on Hollywood Boulevard.
Let's do it.
Thank you to our Golden Era Gladiators, Simone and Drew, and congratulations again, Drew. Simone, I can't wait to see the comments on our Instagram page under the video of your consequence. If you'd like to witness Simone's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page, at Headspin Game Show. Thank you for listening to Headspin, the world's first and greatest Golden Era hip-hop gamecast.
If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and subscribe to our feed on all podcasting platforms. See you on the next episode of Headspin. Off the dome, yo.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Production, recorded in Hollywood, California. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Edited by Rob Van Vranken. Mixed by Hunter Sump. Music by The Math Club. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin!
About to jump around. Smack that in the middle, okay?